Oasis Audio presents Winter's Maiden by Morgan L. Bussey. Read for you by Roshni Lamino. Chapter 1. Winter covered everything in white, like a blanket of wool beneath a rising sun. Despite the fire burning in the nearby fire pit, nothing seemed to warm the decrepit cabin. Elphaba murmured words of encouragement to the young woman clinging to a rope that hung across the rafter as she labored to give birth. Elphaba knew nothing of the woman, not her family, not where she was from, not how she came to be in this place. All Elphaba knew was someone had come to her 2 nights ago and told her that her services were required. That was all she needed. Her job was to usher life into the world, or at least try. The woman let out a gasp, followed by a long moan. Elphaba licked her lips. Nothing was going right. A lot of blood collected in the hay beneath, and the young woman had been in labor for too long. Elphaba began to hum an old birthing song to comfort the woman and maybe instill a little more strength into her. But she was fading fast and could barely hang on to the rope. While she continued to hum, Elphaba knelt and checked the woman's progression. Finally. She wiped the side of her face with her sleeve, keeping her hand away from her gray hair. Despite the chill inside the cabin, sweat covered her body. The baby was finally coming.
"Good, good," she said, and looked up. "You're almost done. Just a little more."
For the last 2 hours, she feared the mother would not have enough strength to finish the birth. A few minutes later, the babe came. Elphaba caught the child. Wet and sticky, but beautiful just the same, as new life always was. With a sudden suck of air, the babe let out a cry that echoed across the cabin. Elphaba laughed.
"It's a girl!" She held the baby up. "Strong and healthy!"
The woman sank to her knees, one hand still holding the rope, her head bowed.
"Is he here yet?"
she asked weakly. Her blonde hair was plastered to her face, and there was a pale hue to her cheeks.
"A message was sent, right?"
"Yes, it was."
By the same man who had retrieved her 2 nights ago. Elphaba lowered the babe and began her ministrations. Whoever this woman was, it was clear that if she had family, they would not have accepted this birth. It wasn't the first time she had helped deliver an illegitimate child. And usually these stories did not have happy endings. After the child was free of her mother, Elphaba wrapped the little one in a long piece of cloth she had prepared. Elphaba glanced back at the hay where the woman continued to kneel. More blood. Even as she watched, the darkening pool spread, and a shadow passed over her heart. Elphaba crouched down with the baby.
"Do you wish to hold your daughter?"
A small part of her hoped the woman would. The bonding might help. She had seen miracles happen the moment a mother held her child. At first, the woman didn't move. Then she jerked her head side to side. Elphaba swallowed her disappointment.
"Are you sure? She's a beautiful little thing."
"No."
Her answer was forceful, and she refused to look at the baby. The baby quieted and seemed content to curl her fingers over the edge of the wrappings. Elphaba sighed and placed the tiny girl in a wooden box near the fire pit and readied for the next part. There was still more to be done. A birth never ended with the baby. She frowned again as she faced the woman. More blood.
"Bulva,"
she muttered. She helped with the afterbirth, then grabbed a few strips of cloth to try to staunch the bleeding. The blood was flowing freely. But why? There was a tear, but not that large. And the woman had been delivered of everything inside her. It was possible her labor had been too long and arduous for what little strength the young woman seemed to have. Or perhaps there was something deeper. The door to the cabin slammed open.
"I received a message to come here," a man said from behind her.
"Shut that door,"
Elphaba snapped, as a cold wind blew through the room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?